or getting better.
You wouldn't say clearing up?
Well, that expression is used, yes, that's used a lot.
By you?
Well, yes, yes. If I see it's clearing up, or beginning to clear up, or it will, perhaps will clear up. We often say it was reported this morning it would clear up today.
Okay. Now, if you have a lot of, you have some bad weather with, it's in the summertime, hot summertime, you have a lot of flashes in the air and a lot of noise. You say we had a terrific, we had a heavy...
Thunderstorm?
Thunderstorm, okay.
Worst we have around here is jet Brookings.
Yeah, I imagine so. Think of that.
It was running all over us here last night at 10 o'clock, I guess it was. 9:30, 10 o'clock. I know I'd gone to bed. And
Well, if you might get up in the morning and see trees broken down and roofs off, you say, it looks like the wind...
Looks like we had a windstorm.
And the wind very hard. Wind
could have been very hard, yes.
What does the wind usually do? It blows, or last night the wind...
Wind blew. Blew hard.
And if you look out the window and you can't see anything because of some in the air, some stuff in the air.
Foggy.
And you can say we had a heavy...
Heavy fog.
Okay. And if you had no rain for, say, 2 months, you'd say we had quite a...
Everything, we had a real dry spell.
Now, if you didn't have any rain for... 4 months, would it still be a dry spell? Catastrophe.
Yeah, it would be a severe dry spell if it went that long.
You wouldn't say dry.
Well, we do sometimes, yeah. There's several words you can use in the same meaning in all of those things.
Well, I'm just trying to see if you would say them all when I suggest them. What was the other word you might say instead of dry spell?
A severe dry spell.
Or
a real drought. That's the way we'd say it. We make all of those expressions, you know.
Sure. Well, if you had very calm in terms of wind, no wind in the morning, but quite a bit of wind in the afternoon, you say, looks like the wind is...
Wind is rising, or coming up, as we say, more than rising, I think.
Okay, the wind's coming up.
Yeah.
Now, if you had a lot of wind in the morning, but no wind in the afternoon, you say, the wind is...
Well, the wind is laying, we'd say, sometimes. Laying.
Okay. And if you look out in late October on the grass, you see a white covering. It's not snow, but it was a heavy...
Frost. We do that. We see that, of course. Many a morning.
Would you ever call it a freeze?
No. No, frost isn't a freeze.
You might say it was
frost,
so cold.
Frost will come at 40 degrees. 40, about that. 40 degrees, yeah.
You might say it was so cold last night that the lake...
froze over.
And the room we're in right now, you'd call a, what room?
This room? Well, living room.
And do you remember an older term you might have used as a child?
Parlor.
Parlor?
Oh, this never was a parlor.
Well, I mean, a room like this would
have
been.
They used to have them. They used to have the parlor, the living room, and even had both, living room and parlor. They do yet, some of the older, bigger homes.
And the parlor was a room you never went into?
Yeah.
Heard about them. Now they call it living room and have a recreation room.
That's right.
Never
and it's a classroom.
It's a classroom too.
Well, we live in this room.
Yeah. I mean, looks of it.
I like that living in a living room idea. Now, if you had a fireplace, you'd have to have a place for the smoke to go up.
Yeah, it'd be a flue or a chimney, either one. Correct, I guess.
Right. Would you name some of the other rooms in the house for me?
Well, there's the kitchen,